polls out today suggest Labor is trailing the coalition, but Julia Gillard is more popular than Tony Abbott. What's the significance? What significance does this have for the ALP?
Well, it's often the case that people who, when they're surveyed, will tend to say, oh yes, I do prefer the incumbent Prime Minister, and last time it was Howard, and people just tend to often differ from who they say they're going to vote for, in the party sense, to the preferred Prime Minister. I guess people do differentiate to some extent between the actual leader of a political party or government and the actual party itself and all the other people involved and the general sort of outlook of that political party.
And is this just because Julia Gillard is the incumbent rather than a personality type thing?
It's more in the pitch of incumbency, although interestingly, the polls have consistently reflected during this campaign that women voters warm more to Prime Minister Gillard than men. So there's been a discernible gender difference. Now, the interesting question will be post-election when we have surveys.
The poll out today says that Labor's only 4 points ahead of the coalition. What's the margin of error in these things?
Yeah. That's the key for people to understand that in statistics and in the social surveys, there is this thing called a margin of error. So if you've got a poll of about 1,500, the margin of error is around 2.5%, meaning if you're looking at a figure that says, well, Labor will get 50% of the vote, well, that could be as high as 52.5 or as low as 47.5. So you have to be aware of that. I certainly feel as we get closer to polling day, the polls are more reliable, but that margin of error factor can't be discounted. And the reason why I say as we get closer to election day, they become a bit more accurate is because people are beginning, quite a number of people, up to 15-20% are focusing more seriously on how they might vote.
So what kind of lead would a party need to have a shot at victory?
Okay, if you're looking at an opinion poll now in the early part of the last week of campaigning, and you saw that the party you preferred was, and we're talking after preferences are counted, so the so-called two-party preferred, if your party is around 53 to 54, you would be thinking, gee whiz, I quite like the look of that. But having said that, there's a big proviso. You see, you could do well as a political party in your stronghold seats, but not win enough seats. And that's happened before. 1990, for example, the Hawke government, the Labor government of Bob Hawke, won an election with less than 50% of the two-party preferred. And the situation there was that Labor did well where it really counted in the marginal seats and managed to win without having the primary vote or the two-party preferred in its favour.
Okay, so at the moment Labor is at about 40%. Mm. What's going through their minds right now?
Well,
it's
that's
not
a
high
worry.
Number.
Yeah, 40%, dip below 40 and you're getting into strife. Now, Labor did win in 1990 with 39-odd%, but as I say, they did well in a lot of their marginal seats. Plus, I should have added, they got a lot of support from the Australian Democrats that had a big vote, and a lot of people, about 75-80% of people who voted Democrat back then, gave their second preference to Labor. And there's a bit of an analogy here because it's expected the Greens will do very well in this election, and about 80% of Green voters will go to their second preference to Labor, or at least their preferences in front of the Liberal Party.
So how much can we believe opinion polls anyway?
The closer we get to election day, more people are focused. Plus also, in these opinion polls, they ask questions like, well, is this definitely how you'll vote or probably how you'll vote? And we look to see whether that's firming up, that people are more prepared to say, oh, yep, I'm definitely going to jump this way. Having said that, though, if you wanted to push me to bet, the bookmakers have been taking some very big bets last week that changed the direction, because in previous weeks they were taking big bets for Liberals. Last week, Labor improved quite significantly in the bookmaker odds, and that bookmakers now have them as something like a 70% probability, and that's about where Labor started the campaign. So it is argued that the big money, with perhaps some insider information, is what we ought to be watching even more than the official published opinion polls.